Hermanos, vamos a buscar el libro de San Juan otra vez. Esta vez vamos a buscar el capítulo 7. So John chapter 7, if you would please. That's where we'll be for the message this afternoon. Juan 7. John 7. I did want to mention the fact that we appreciate everyone who participated in the nomination for the deacons. We'll be voting on those on July 30th, and I'm thankful we had a lot of participation in that. And Brother Pritchett and I and our families, we left it to the church to nominate anybody. He and I, nor our families, did that at all. We wanted to let the church be the ones, not that we won't ever, but we didn't this time. And the men that were nominated, it was pretty easily decided with the number of nominations that we had, but Brother Danny DeRussia was nominated again, so he'll be on the ballot, as well as Brother Clint Housley, and then Brother Eric Cohan. The three of them have been nominated, so we'll be voting on them, an up or down vote at the end of the month, and we're thankful for that. And by the way, there were several men that were nominated that did not make those top three, but that received quite a few nominations. So there are quite a few men that I've noticed in our church that are doing the work of a deacon and may just not ever receive the title. And I really appreciate the fact of all of our men and the great amount of work that goes into just making sure the church runs smoothly and people are taken care of. You're doing a good job on those things, and I appreciate the men that have been nominated as well. And we'll be voting on that on the 30th, so be in prayer about that. Okay, hermanos, un anuncio de el voto que vamos a tener al fin de este mes sobre los diáconos. Y vamos a tener nuevos diáconos estos próximos 2 años. Entonces, al día 30 de este mes, vamos a votar sobre este tema en nuestro junto. Okay, we're going to see John chapter 7, verse 37, Juan 7, 37. I'll go ahead and read those two verses. I'll read them in English and then in Spanish, and then we'll pray and we'll get right to it. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Y en español, en el último y gran día de la fiesta, Jesús se puso en pie y alzó la voz diciendo, "Si alguno tiene sed, venga a mí y beba. El que cree en mí, como dice la Escritura, de su interior correrán ríos de agua viva." And then let's go ahead and pray. Oremos. Lord, thank you for the wonderful opportunity again to look at your word. But now, Lord, as we look at your word, specifically here in John 7, please guide us. Guide us, Lord. We need to hear from you. Dios, necesitamos oír tu palabra, tu mensaje a nosotros. Help us, Lord, to be able to be changed by your word. Help us to be reminded of the need for your Holy Spirit. Dios, ayúdanos a entender la necesidad que tenemos para o por el Espíritu Santo. En el nombre de Jesucristo pido estas cosas. Amen. All right. Very good. So in John 7, in verse 37 and 38, we see something there that we need for service for the Lord. Okay? Podemos ver algo en nuestro pasaje que necesitamos para servir al Señor. I think that everyone here would probably be excited about the opportunity to do something for God. Todos nosotros queremos hacer algo en la obra del Señor, ¿verdad? We want to complete something and do something for God and for his service. Well, there is a need that we have if we're going to do something for God. Tenemos una necesidad si vamos a cumplir algo para Dios. That something that we need is the Holy Spirit of God. Lo que necesitamos es el Espíritu Santo. Brethren, there's something important for you and me to remember. We cannot do the work of God without the power of the Holy Spirit. No vamos a cumplir nada sin la ayuda del Espíritu Santo. Jesus said in John 15, he said, "Without me, He can do nothing. And that's exactly right. Sin Cristo no podemos hacer nada. And so, brethren, what we ought to be concerned with in God's work is we ought to be concerned with, am I filled with the Spirit of God? Lo que necesitamos saber es que tenemos la plenitud del Espíritu Santo, que Él tiene a nosotros completamente. We want to make sure that we have the Spirit of God and that He has us completely. And so this afternoon, I want to share with you just five things that we need to remember about being filled with the Holy Spirit and this necessity that we have. Okay, cinco cosas que hay que entender en este tema del Espíritu Santo. Number one, the very first thing that we have to realize is that you must be born again. You must be born again. Lo que tenemos que dar realizar es que hay que nacer de nuevo. Hay que nacer de nuevo. To be filled with the Holy Spirit, first of all, you must have the Spirit of God. He must be something that we actually access or have if we're going to be filled with Him. Si deseamos la llenura del Espíritu, primeramente es necesario tener al Espíritu. And brethren, in order to have the Spirit of God, you first must believe on Jesus Christ. Para tener al Espíritu Santo, hay que creer en Jesucristo. Notice, please, if you would, John 7 and verse 37, where it says, when Jesus begins speaking, he says, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Okay, notice verse 39. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Noten, en versículo 38, dice Jesucristo, el que cree en mí, como dice la Escritura, de su interior correrán ríos de agua viva. Versículo 39, este dijo del Espíritu que habían de recibir los que creyesen en él. So notice there, that if we're going to have the Spirit of God, the way to have it is to believe on Him. Jesus promised that when we believe on Him, He would be within us as a fountain of living water or rivers of living water in us. El Espíritu Santo, cuando creemos en Jesucristo, según nuestra escritura aquí, podemos decidir o ver que al creer en Él vamos a tener el Espíritu Santo adentro. Y Él va a ser como un río de agua corriendo de nosotros. And friends, we want the Lord Jesus Christ to live within. We want the Holy Spirit of God to be flowing outside of us. Well, the first thing that we have to do is to believe on Him. By believing on Him, we are then born again, and then we have the Spirit of God. Let me ask this question this afternoon. In a crowd where I believe most here have heard messages like this before, are you born again? La pregunta que voy a hacer es, ¿hemos recibido este nacer de nuevo de que habla Jesucristo en Juan 3? ¿Somos cristianos en realidad? You know, it's easy for us sometimes to think that because we've grown up in church, because we've been a part of things for a while, because we kind of know the verses, we know the songs, we know almost what the preacher is going to say before he says it, it's easy for us to think that we're saved. Muchas veces pensamos que porque somos parte de una iglesia buena y sabemos o conocemos la religión, pensamos que somos cristianos. Pero el cristianismo no es en conocer o saber información. El cristianismo es en creer en Jesucristo, nacer de nuevo. Ye must be born again, Jesus said. That is what is necessary. So again, let me ask you, have you been born again? Have you believed on Jesus Christ? Have you given Him your life and your heart? Are you trusting in Him? ¿Están creyendo en el Señor? ¿Confiando en Él para la salvación? Es lo que necesitamos si vamos a tener el poder del Espíritu. Let me give you the second thing that we need in order to have the fullness of the Holy Spirit for service. Lo que necesitamos es reconocer la necesidad que hay. We need to realize the need that there is.
If we're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God, we have to recognize that there's a need. Do you remember when you were saved? Do you remember how in order to get saved, you had to recognize that there was a need for salvation? Hermanos, en el día en que recibimos el Señor, nos dimos cuenta de que era una necesidad. Y en darnos cuenta de que era una necesidad, recibimos al Señor. Same way for us now that we understand and know that there's a need, then we can actually do something about it. Just like when we were saved, we recognize, hey, I need salvation, and we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the same in the area of being filled with the Holy Spirit. I believe that one of the reasons often that we are not filled with the Holy Spirit, though we have the Holy Spirit, is because we don't really feel our need. Muchas veces, hermanos, en la mayoría del cristianismo, no nos damos cuenta de que hay una necesidad de la llenura del Espíritu Santo. Estamos haciendo la obra sin la ayuda, sin el poder del Espíritu Santo. We think many times that we can just kind of go through the motions and do the work of the ministry and maybe teach a Sunday school class or preach in the nursing home or sing in the choir or whatever it might be. And we never, ever give a thought to the fact that we need the Holy Spirit of God to do the work through us. And that's, I believe, why many times we're powerless, because really, even though we're doing good things, we're working in the flesh. Cuando hacemos la obra sin pensar en la necesidad que tenemos para el Señor Jesucristo obrar en nuestra vida, usar nuestro ministerio, cuando estamos obrando en esa manera, estamos obrando en la carne. Y no vamos a tener éxito, no vamos a poder hacer nada sin la ayuda del Espíritu Santo. So friends, we need to realize the need that there is. I'm reminded of Isaiah 44 and verse 3. Vamos a ver Isaías 44, Isaiah 44. Isaías 44 y el versículo 3. So Isaiah 44 and verse 3. Here is a principle that God gives about who he blesses with his presence or his power. Podemos ver aquí en versículo 3 de Isaías 44, una ley que tiene Dios, una manera en que él obra. Isaías 44, 3. So Isaiah 44 and verse 3. He says, "For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring." En Isaías 44 y el versículo 3, Dios habla de que Él va a derramar su Espíritu sobre el que tiene sed para el Espíritu Santo. When we realize that we have a need and that we're thirsty for God to work in our life, when we get tired and done with just doing the work and the power of the flesh, and we cry out to God and recognize our need, that's when God is going to bless us with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And friends, I'm not saying that when we don't understand that we don't have the Holy Spirit. We do. If you're saved, you have the Holy Spirit. Si somos salvos, tenemos al Espíritu Santo adentro. Pero no hablo de tener el Espíritu Santo. Hablo de tener la llenura del Espíritu Santo. I'm talking about whether or not you have the fullness of the Holy Spirit. That is what we're interested in. And in order to have that, we need to recognize that we need the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Hay que reconocer y darnos cuenta de que necesitamos el poder del Espíritu Santo en la obra de Dios. Let's look at another verse. Let's look at Psalms 107. El Salmo 107. Salmo 107. Psalm 107, we're going to look at verse 14, verse 8. Salmo 107, el versículo 8. Psalm 107 and verse 8. Notice that the Bible there says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." Notice verse 9, versículo 9, vamos a notar. "For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness." porque sacia el al alma menesterosa y llena de bien el alma hambrienta. God is not in the business of filling people who are not interested in the filling of the Holy Spirit. El Dios no va a llenar del Espíritu Santo a alguien que no dice o no entienda que necesita al Espíritu Santo. The fullness of the Holy Spirit will come when we recognize our need. Let me give you a third thing that we need to recognize or need to do in order to have the power to do God's work. La tercera cosa que necesitamos. We must believe in His willingness and His ability to supply the need. Hay que creer que Él es dispuesto y capaz de satisfacer la necesidad. We need to recognize that He is willing and able to give us what we need. Now let me ask that question to you in regards to the work of God. Voy a hacer una pregunta. Do you believe with all your heart that God is able to give you what you need in service for Him? ¿Crees en verdad que Dios te puede dar lo que necesitas para hacer la obra de Dios? We ought to believe that God will give us what we need. And perhaps the reason that God doesn't give us what we need is because we don't really believe Him. A lo mejor no recibimos el poder, la ayuda que necesitamos, porque no creemos que Él nos quiere ayudar. Remember that the Lord Jesus Christ in His earthly ministry most often was grieved by not some great sin of action, but rather by unbelief. Lo que da a Jesucristo el dolor más que todo es cuando una persona no le cree. We don't want the Lord Jesus to be grieved with us. We want Him to be able to be blessed by our belief in Him. So let's believe Him. Look with me, if you would, at Hebrews chapter 11, Hebreos 11. Hebreos 11. Vamos a anotar lo que dice Hebreos 11. So Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebreos 11 y el versículo 6. So verse 6 of Hebrews 11. Dice, pero sin fe es imposible agradar a Dios, porque es necesario que el que se acerca a Dios crea que le hay y que es galardonador de los que le buscan. It says, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Noten que dice es galardonador de los que le buscan. It says that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Do we believe that? ¿Creemos en verdad esta? Que Él es listo y capaz de bendecir a nosotros cuando le buscamos. Do we really believe that God will help us and bless us if we seek Him? Sunday school teachers, los que enseñan la escuela dominical, ¿realmente creemos que Él es capaz y que Él quiere ayudarnos en nuestra clase? Do we really believe as Sunday school teachers that God is willing and wanting to help us with that Sunday school class? Or do we just believe that He kind of gave us His word and left us on our own? No debemos de pensar que Dios nos dio la Biblia y que Él dijo que, ok, ya puedes, adelante. No, Él es listo de ayudarnos con nuestra clase, enseñar en el poder del Espíritu Santo. So if we are going to be filled with the Holy Spirit to do the work of God, we better believe Him. What about when we go out to witness to our neighbors? ¿Qué pensamos en ganar almas o repartir el evangelio a nuestros vecinos? ¿Creemos que Dios quiere ayudarnos? Do we really believe that God wants to help us? I had a great privilege just yesterday, just a wonderful, wonderful privilege. When I was coming home from ministering here, I went home and we have some new neighbors that are about a block down the road from us, living on the corner. And I passed by their house and it's the first time I've seen them and they were outside. I knew that they had moved in a couple months ago, but I never see them outside. Ayer tuve la oportunidad de conocer a mis vecinos por la primera vez. It was such a blessing to be able to see them and get to know them. and a very nice Hispanic couple that live just down the road. And they have some children, and I'm excited about sharing the gospel with them. Yo tengo ganas de compartir con ellos el evangelio. Lo que creo es que con oración yo puedo pedir la ayuda de Dios en repartir y darles a ellos el evangelio. I believe that if I pray and ask God, listen, he'll help me give the gospel to them in a way that's different than just, you know, me giving them a gospel tract and saying, here, please read this sometime. I'm believing and trusting that God some way is going to be able to help me. Why? Because he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Creo que él me va a ayudar porque es galardonador de los que le buscan. Nosotros debemos creer que él es capaz y dispuesto de ayudarnos. So we've seen that in order to have this power of the Holy Spirit, we must be born again. We must recognize the need. We must believe that he's willing and able to supply. Now let's look at the fourth thing, okay? Our fourth thing to remember. La cuarta cosa que hay que entender. Que hay que preparar la tierra del corazón. We must prepare the soil of the heart. If the Holy Spirit of God is going to help me, he has to be able to work in or use me as soil that is prepared for him to work in or with. Hay que preparar la tierra de mi corazón. Porque él me quiere usar. Pero yo tengo que estar dispuesto, listo, de ser usado por Dios. So, how do we do that? ¿Cómo lo hacemos? First of all, sin needs to be removed from my life. Hay que confesar el pecado. Friends, I think everyone here understands this, but let me be a good pastor to you and remind you again that if God is going to use you in a great way, you cannot be walking in known sin. Si vamos a servir al Señor con poder, no podemos andar en el pecado y pensar que Dios nos va a ayudar. How ridiculous would that be to think that God is going to help us and use us when we're walking contrary to him? If he's going to work, if he's going to use us, we have to be walking alongside of him. Okay? Hay que andar con Dios, andar con él y hacer su obra si él nos va a ayudar. So we must remove sin. Remember that the Bible says that sin hinders my prayers. Vamos a ver Salmo 66. Let's look at Psalm 66. Salmo 66. Salmo 66. So Psalm 66, and let's look at verse 18, versículo 18. Psalm 66 and verse 18. Versículo 18 del Salmo 66. La Biblia me dice algo importante allá. So Psalm 66 and verse 18, it says there, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Again, notice it says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Dice, si en mi corazón hubiese yo mirado a la iniquidad, el Señor no me habría escuchado. When I look at sin and regard it, and here's what that means, that I look at it, and I'm not rejecting it. I'm holding on to it. Cuando miro el pecado y no digo que no lo quiero, pero estoy pensando en cometer el pecado o estoy listo de cometer el pecado, Dios no me va a escuchar. God's not going to hear me when I'm looking at sin and going, ah, maybe. Boy, I think I might do that. You know, I think it might be more comfortable to walk in that direction or go that way. When I have that attitude, God's not going to hear me. Why? Because again, remember, I'm going contrary to him when I'm doing that. Estoy andando contra Dios cuando pienso que a lo mejor voy a cometer el pecado. A lo mejor voy a disfrutar las cosas del mundo. So friends, I ought to be cognizant of the fact that whenever sin comes up in my mind, I want to reject it. I want to get rid of it. Why? Because I need the power of God's Spirit in order to do his work. You see, sin separates between me and my God. El pecado hace separación entre yo y Dios. That's what Isaiah 59 says. Your sins have separated between you and your God. When I'm walking in sin, I'm not having communion with God. Cuando ando en pecado, no tengo comunión con Dios. And I need communion with God if I'm going to have His power. And then let me give you another area where we're talking about preparing the soil. Hablamos de preparar la tierra de mi corazón. Hay que crucificar al yo. I have to crucify the self life. If the soil is going to be prepared, here's the thing. I can't even have a glimpse of self in my motives serving the Lord if I'm going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Si yo estoy sirviendo para mí mismo con el motivo de que yo quiero ser notado, yo quiero tener la fama de la iglesia, Dios no me va a ayudar, no me va a dar su poder. Si el motivo que tengo es un motivo incorrecto. If I have an incorrect motive and I'm just serving because I want people to notice me, or maybe I feel good when my ministry goes well, then friends, God's not going to help me with that because my motives are wrong. Even though to others my motives might seem good. A lo mejor a otros, ellos dicen que no, sus motivos son buenos. No importa lo que dicen ellos, importa lo que dice Dios. We need to remember that it's important what God thinks, and God sees my motives. The fullness of the Holy Spirit does not come to give power to my work through God, but rather the power to do God's work through me. No viene el Espíritu para dar poder a mi obra por Dios, sino poder a la obra de Dios por medio de mí. God's not interested in giving me power for my own work. He's interested in giving me power for His work. That means that at times, friends, I'm going to have power in when I'm filled with the Holy Spirit to do the work of God that won't look very good to others, that perhaps won't even look good to me. Maybe it's even a work that I'm not all that interested in, but it's a work that God is interested in. It's a work that God wants to do, and no one else may think much of it, but if I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, God will give me power to do His work. But all that matters is that He is pleased. Algunas veces Él me va a dar poder para hacer una obra que a mí no me gusta, pero es su obra. Y lo que debo desear es la gloria de Dios y que sea cumplida su obra y no la mía. We ought to be concerned with what God wants. When we seek for God to take out our false motives and self-reliance, often God will answer with trials that do a wonderful job of purging out the dross from the silver. Cuando pedimos que Dios quita de nosotros los motivos incorrectos, muchas veces nos da Dios pruebas que nos limpian. Sometimes when we seek for God to use us, He'll point out to us, you know, your motives are wrong. And so we might go to God and say, God, make my motives right and correct them. Sometimes what God will do then is He'll give us problems. Because problems have a way of shaking us up, don't they? Of helping us realize where our focus is. Problems have a way of making us realize that our focus oftentimes has been on the self and rather than on the glory of God. Vamos a ver la quinta cosa que necesitamos entender. Let's look at the fifth thing and we'll close with this. Voy a terminar con esto. We must ask for the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Para tener el poder de Dios en su obra, hay que pedir que seamos llenos del Espíritu. We need to ask God for the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is after, después de ser nacer de nuevo. This is after being born again. Are we sure that we're saved? Next, have we recognized that we have a need? Hay que reconocer que hay una necesidad de ser lleno del Espíritu Santo. We must recognize that He is willing and able to supply the need. Hay que creer que Él es dispuesto y capaz de de satisfacer la necesidad. And then we must prepare the soil of the heart. Hay que ser preparado. And then lastly, we must ask for it. Hay que pedirla de Dios. I want to point out to you that our Lord Jesus Christ prayed before he got to the work of serving the Father. Jesucristo oró antes de servir al Padre. Let's look at Luke chapter number 3. Lucas 3, 21. Let's look at Luke chapter 3 and verse 21. Luke chapter 3 and verse 21. Lucas 3, 21. Lucas 3, 21. Dice, aconteció que cuando todo el pueblo se bautizaba, también Jesús fue bautizado y, orando, el cielo se abrió. Let's notice what it says in Luke 3, 21. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. Y descendió el Espíritu Santo sobre él en forma corporal como paloma, y vino una voz del cielo que decía, Tú eres mi hijo amado, en ti tengo complacencia. So notice there that our Lord Jesus Christ, as he was being baptized, as the Holy Spirit was coming down, or before it came down, what was he doing? He was praying. Isn't that amazing to you? It's amazing to me. Es algo raro que veo en la Biblia que en su tiempo de bautizarse y iba a descender el Espíritu Santo sobre él. Él oró. Es algo maravilloso para mí ver esto, que Jesucristo necesitaba orar y yo también necesito orar. If Jesus Christ himself needed to pray and ask the Father for the filling of the Holy Spirit and ask the Father to use him, and if he needed to pray and make sure that he was right and on the right path and all that, and I don't know all that he asked, but if he needed to pray, how much more do I need to pray, friends? How much more do you need to pray? We must ask for the fullness. We won't take the time to look at Acts chapter number 1. Pudiéramos ver al libro de Hechos 1, pero no lo vamos a hacer. Pero los discípulos también pidió algo de Dios antes de servir. The disciples there in Acts chapter 1, you can notice if you look at Acts chapter 1, that even before they went off and preached the gospel, they prayed. It's an amazing thing that Jesus did it, the disciples did it. And then I will have you look at Luke chapter number 11. Vamos a ver Lucas 11. Lucas 11. Let's look at Luke chapter number 11. Lucas 11, so Luke chapter number 11, let's start with verse 9, vamos a empezar con el versículo 9, Lucas 11, 9, so Luke 11 and verse 9, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Yo os digo, pedid y se os dará, buscad y hallaréis, llamad y se os abrirá. Verse 10, for everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Porque todo aquel que pide recibe, el que busca halla, y al que llama se le abrirá. Verse 11, versículo 11, if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Versículo 12, or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? 13. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Versículo 13 dice, pues si vosotros, siendo malos, sabéis dar buenas dádivas a vuestros hijos, cuanto más vuestro Padre Celestial dará el Espíritu Santo a los que se lo pidan. Isn't that an amazing thing that the Lord Jesus, in this parable, where he's likening the fact that a father will give good gifts to a child who's asking for something good, isn't it amazing that he then says Not that just that your father will give good things to you like he did in another gospel. But he said, the Holy Spirit will be given to you if you'll ask. Jesucristo dijo que podemos recibir el Espíritu Santo por pedir. And it's not that we're going to receive the Holy Spirit as in like the day of salvation. That happens when we're born again. No hablamos de recibir el Espíritu Santo como el día de la salvación. Ya tenemos el Espíritu Santo. But what we are talking about is we will receive his power, his fullness. Podemos pedir y recibir su poder. El ser lleno de él es lo que vamos a recibir. And I'll just point out to you real quick as I have this glass of water here. What we're talking about here is the fullness of the Holy Spirit. This cup right here, if I were to take it and I were to just tip it upside down, the water would fall out. Si yo tomo esta taza y lo hago así, va a caer el agua. But here's the question. Would it have water in it if I tipped it back over? Si yo lo hago y después lo hago así, ¿hay agua en la taza o en el vaso? Is there water in the cup if I do that? Yes. There would still be drips of water in there. There would be a little bit of water in there. Sí, gotitas de agua se queda en el vaso. But if I want a drink of water, I don't want to go to a cup that has a couple of drops of water in it. Si yo tengo sed, no voy a buscar un vaso de agua con gotitas de agua. Voy a buscar un vaso lleno de agua. If I want a drink of water, I'm going to go to a glass that is full of water, not just a couple of drops in it. And sometimes we as Christians, we have the Spirit of God in us because we're saved. But when it comes time for the world around us to be able to be blessed and to drink from the blessing that we have of the Spirit of God, all we have is little drops of the Spirit of God. Muchas veces como cristianos somos como un vaso que no tiene mucho agua. Hay gotitas de agua. Y el mundo alrededor de nosotros quiere tomar y beber el agua de la bendición del Espíritu Santo de nosotros, pero la cosa es que no tenemos mucho. Friends, we ought to make sure that we're filled with the Spirit of God so that when it comes time that we are seeking to be a blessing to somebody, somebody can actually come and receive a blessing because we're filled with the Spirit of God. Not just that he's there, but that we're filled with him. Lo que debemos pedir de Dios y desear de Dios es ser lleno de él para que el mundo pueda recibir de nosotros algo que refresca la vida. We want the world to be able to find the Lord Jesus Christ, find him by way of the Spirit of God within us. So we need to seek the filling of the Spirit of God. There is a need to ask for it. With all that said, we're going to go ahead and close. We'll have a time of invitation. And I want to encourage you. Vamos a tener un tiempo de invitación. I want to encourage you that if God spoke to your heart, perhaps in your life, maybe in some ministry that you have, a lo mejor hay un ministerio que tiene y usted sea consciente de que hay una necesidad en este ministerio. Perhaps there's a ministry that you have and you recognize, boy, there's a need in that. I need the fullness of the Holy Spirit. I want to encourage you. There's nothing magic about the altar. I understand that. But it is a good way for you to ask God and say, God, would you fill me with your Holy Spirit? Would you show me where the things are that are causing me to lack the fullness of your Holy Spirit? Yo quiero animarles a llegar al altar. Si hay una necesidad del ser llenado del Espíritu Santo en su vida y llegar al altar y pedirlo de Dios. Let me encourage you to come and ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit if he's spoken to your heart about that. Let's pray and we'll have a time of invitation. Oremos. Lord, thank you for reminding us through your word of the need for your Spirit in our lives. Dios, sabemos que necesitamos ser llenados de tu Espíritu. No podemos hacer tu obra sin tu Espíritu y ser lleno de él. Lord, we know that we cannot do the work without you. Without you, we can do nothing.
Lord, would you work now in this invitation time? Would you work in the lives, in the individual hearts? And Lord, would you put within each of us a hunger and a thirst for being filled with you? Dios, por favor, danos un hambre, hambrienta del Espíritu Santo y ser lleno de él. Lord, help us to have just a desire for you, I pray. And Lord, I pray that you'd work in a great way, in a mighty way, in our invitation time here. Lord, would you work in the lives of your people as only you can, in Jesus' name, amen. Vamos a ponernos de pie. We're going to go ahead and stand to our feet. El altar está abierto. Pueden llegar al altar. You can come to the altar and pray if God spoke to your heart. You recognize a need in your life. The altar's open. You come and do business with God.